So, you know, I don't think there's any point in trying to, like, pretend that we aren't on edge and that
we've always promised to our audience that we're going to be real. And if the episode feels a little raw, then that's what needs to happen. Yeah, there's a tension, right. Obviously.
There's a lot of human tragedy that we've witnessed here, and I think, you know, like, it can feel like if you didn't lose something, you don't have ownership of feeling some anxiety around it, mm-hmm. you know? But I think we're all better off accepting the fact that, like, this is all something that's, like, causing a lot of trauma for everybody. Then you can look for ways to, like, how do we get to the other side of this, right?
Yeah, how do we move forward? Because it's, right. Is there anything actionable?
Yes.
Because I don't want to just wallow in, like, I'm feeling fucked up.
Yes, exactly. And so, I thought, like, let's bring in Josh.
Yes.
Yes. Josh is always working on little projects. I think this could be, like, you finished a game, right?
I just realized my game's called Doomsday. It's a good way to take your mind off.
Okay. Yeah.
Apocalypse. Right.
You yeah. just realized that.
Okay, and so you do admit that. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Josh always has little projects. He always has little plans that he's doing.
Right.
He's
right.
sort of bitter. He's sort of not, you know, he's sort of got this classic schemer archetype.
I have schemes.
Doomsday.
And
yes. Yes. Right.
You know, he's got this Doomsday plan that was just released. And he's got a lot of, obviously, pent up rage and aggression.
Right.
And he's
yes.
just like, and is very kind of patient and methodical
right.
in taking revenge on institutions and people who have sort of thwarted him in the past. And so
mm-hmm.
talk a little bit, Josh, just about what your deal is.
Sure, of course.
And I want to say, because Kevin, like, we were texting obviously about scheduling this, our shit got kind of rocked last week and we didn't get any episodes recorded and we were, like, kind of scrambling, and then it was like, okay, we can do a pro version first thing Monday morning, and then Kevin wrote, Josh can come to the studio, and you probably had the same reaction I did, which is, who's Josh?
Right.
Why?
Josh? But in my head, I was like, I understood that I must have known at some point.
No, that's, you know, exactly right.
I trust Kevin more than myself. Like,
I knew that I had forgotten a lot about right. Josh. Well, I didn't realize I had forgotten even a recent convo.
We used to be in the same physical space a lot more often.
Right.
And then as that's drifted apart, yeah, you know, memories just dissolve into dust. And
right.
and who am I? Where did I come from?
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically saying that we didn't have eyes on you for a little while.
Yeah.
And now this is happening, you
yeah.
know, like it. You like you say, you have
it's going down.
Schemes, you have plans.
I'm yelling, Timber.
You were kind of out of, you were just kind of out of frame for a
when
little
bit. When I released
bit.
The game, I did Yo Timber as it came out, mm. which you're supposed to do whenever you release a game to the Apple App Store.
So I don't want to forget his question, which is what's your deal?
I cut you off. You started to say, but then I was just like, do I even want to know?
Yeah.
But tell me your deal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's true. We both used to be employees.
You
the
said that.
Network.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we already like.
That came back pretty quick.
And yes. then you left. And then right. last year I left.
Okay, so that made you mad when we left, and so you
and so well that's really when my revenge plan started.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Got
for
it.
Sure.
So this is like it's all lining up, and this is actually why I thought it made sense to bring you in here and talk about this. Whether or not you did this.
No, and it doesn't, and honestly, like, the place of this show has never been finger pointing, has
right.
never been placing blame. It doesn't matter if you did it.
That has never been the place of the show, but I think we can all agree it would be huge right now. You would be coming in so clutch if you did say that you did it.
If you could take responsibility and that happened on the show, this show could be a place where we point fingers, and I'm not where even, we lay
yes,
blame.
Yes.
You know
but
what
I'm
I
not
mean?
Even really thinking about this show. Like, it'd be great for, and to have it on a pro version, especially, and like have people
bring people
like,
to the Patreon.
Sure.
Just yeah, because yeah. it's
but
behind
that's
a
not even
paywall.
What I'm thinking about. That's yeah. not even, yeah. that's not even like the main thing. If you think about like.
Could be an interesting experiment though, to even
oh,
see
no,
if people
yes.
know.
Right.
Like, who is listening to these paywalled ones?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
It's right.
Like,
yes,
to get,
sure.
To get scoops
and then
yeah.
we can always like
news.
Take it out behind yeah. the paywall. If it's like, if it doesn't work, we
if
take it out behind the paywall.
If a month goes by or something, and it's truly yes. no one even talks about the fact that Josh did it, whether you did or not.
Yes.
Let's say you
Look,
did.
And yeah. it doesn't, like, it doesn't matter, but it would be such clutchness.
Oh my God.
If you said on the show that, yes, it was you who did it. If you imagine, like, there's like all these parallels to COVID. And if you can imagine like a version of COVID where one guy
early
was like
early on, somebody just went like, my bad, dude.
Yes, exactly. And like,
look, you, like don't, you don't have to speculate anymore again.
You yeah. know what I mean? Like, just like the relief that would have washed over the entire world.
Yes,
in
to
a
be
way.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do this again. Yeah. I'm donezo.
My
I think people
bad,
would actually
dude.
Be pretty chill about it.
By the way, dude, have you seen some of the fucking strange throwing itself Luigi Mangione's way?
and
just
you could,
to say
yes,
it, like it's right. just like the caliber of fucking
people are like, yeah, somebody who could who does some who takes action who could do something. I
well,
understand,
yeah,
I understand why
maybe
that's
say
attractive.
If you if,
yeah.
so let's say you're gonna say you did it. You don't have to do it yet,
right?
It'd be great whenever you feel it. But let's say you did it, whether you did it or not, you probably mm-hmm. did. But let's say that. So you're saying you did
we
it, and then you go,
couple,
and then you
like,
go.
Don't worry about saying it and then being like, oh, this is my one take at it. Like we probably want to get a couple.
We'll get but. Yes. We'll know. We'll be here all day.
Look, so, whether or not.
I'm talking.
There was, sure.
I'm talking.
Sure.
So let's say you say it,
mm-hmm.
which would be great. You don't just have to say, my bad. I'm sorry. You can do that. You
right.
can also say.
Because people would be chill,
you,
I think.
You could, done. But you can also say, I'm a little mad at some of this government stuff. Like,
right.
it's like, I'm not just doing it just because. I'm doing mm-hmm. it because whether it's, and you take it to whoever. Insurance, Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, like, or
you
or Biden. It doesn't matter.
You
both.
Expose the vulnerabilities in the system and like that, like this is who these people really are. They're not here to protect you.
Yeah.
I am. And people probably be like, I don't really want that either. I don't like.
This doesn't really seem like it's protecting me.
I'm
it's
not
yeah.
really
sort of
that interested in
yeah.
you doing that for me. And
then,
like, okay.
Point, my bad.
Okay.
Dog. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? And this is
right.
how we learn. We like, we, you know, obviously we make
but we,
mistakes. You made a
we,
big one.
Is, like yeah. we've started a conversation, right? Haven't we? We figured this out.
Yes.
You don't want me to take the place of the government. And how else would we ever be talking about this?
We don't
it
know.
It is so and hard to break through the noise of social
yes,
media
yes,
and misinformation.
Yes.
And it does take bold action to do that.
Well,
and I'm glad you recognize
you've
that.
Revived the monoculture. You
right.
know what I mean? Which is like, it was like, really? Not since Game of Thrones has there been something that we're all watching, all talking
right,
about?
Right,
but
right,
now this
right,
is
right.
saying, hey, we're all one. We're all one community, and you've united us against you.
Right.
But at the same mm-hmm. time, like, isn't that the most powerful kind of harmonious act you can do is to do an act of such unspeakable evil
mm-hmm.
that everyone kind of can say, I know I don't like this.
And you have
sometimes
loved ones, right? Josh,
villain.
You have loved ones, right?
Of course I have. Why would you ask that? Of course I have loved ones.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't want to yeah. be out here assuming that, like, you, like, have...
Can you
like,
imagine
okay.
if he just
so,
said, like,
great.
Your loved
okay.
ones, and
you're...
then you had to explain you didn't have any?
Do you think I just sit in a house alone waiting until you call
no.
me?
Okay. No, okay,
I...
no.
He did
oh,
it
no.
in a
go
presumptive...
off. That's awesome. You're drowning in loved ones.
Oh, my
you're
God. You've got a million,
your,
billion loved
chin
ones.
In it.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
I'm fending them off, basically,
oh
left and right.
God.
Yeah.
Soaked with loved ones. Yeah, I know. The way he said it actually was like, you have it, right? Like, it was generous. He didn't go, Do you have
what's
anyone?
Your, what's your like loved one situation?
What's the?
These days, I remember.
Are we
something
doing
about,
that?
Like, what's
are we
going
not
on with you and loved ones right now?
Single digits, double digits. Yeah.
I think it could be so clutch for your loved ones if you put them in a position where like disavowing you would bring them like
benefit,
insane yeah. clout that they could then like. Behind the scenes, like sort of like share with you, like obviously not publicly.
I never considered him my son.
Yes,
like that.
Yes.
You know
yes.
Is there some,
yes.
Do you know if there's yes. is there some kind of bounty but situation? I haven't heard anything.
No, but they're get like they would get like invited to stuff where there's like swag and shit that like they would probably give you some like often that like you get two bags and you can just give one to your loved one and mm-hmm. like that would be you, not publicly, of course. But, like, the clutchness of that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, whether or not there was some role played at some point by some party close to me in anything that's happening anywhere, would that be
so,
good viral marketing for the card-playing roguelike game Doomsday, now available in the Apple App Store and on Steam? I mean, sure. Because that is about sort of end of the world events.
People would have
like
to try the game, wouldn't they? Okay, this is like...
Reporters would need to be like a glimpse into the mind of the person who did this. We
of
have
course,
to at least download
no.
it.
Every might fucking wanna... journalist would have to fucking download and play it. And then like some people would have to uh-huh. give it up.
Uh-huh.
To say that someone who was able to... create this level of destruction, uh-huh. making a game called Doomsday, obviously is in some ways kind of a genius. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it was right
using
under
it
our
for
nose.
Using it for wicked ends, but still, mm-hmm. you know.
I wonder if
like musical wicked ends.
Wicked
excuse
two?
Me, excuse yeah. me. I wonder if you could start calling it. You said it was a roguelike.
It is a roguelike.
I wonder if you start calling it a rogue being game.
Mm.
A truly roguish being.
Only
game.
A true rogue could conceive of
yeah.
something like this. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's
being like,
the
oh, it's like
from.
A rogue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like I'm being a rogue.
Mm-mm.
No.
No qualifiers here.
No. Only rogues allowed. Mm-hmm. They check you at the App
mm-hmm.
Store.
Mm hmm.
And she like,
if
touches...
you're not a rogue, the game can feel it and it rejects you.
Yeah.
And she like wants to touch guys, right? But like she kills guys when she's doing that.
Rogue is like, if she touches you, basically, and the comics are coy about it. But
yeah.
You bust so hard, you go into a coma.
Right.
Like, it's just like,
that
that's
like,
what
that's
they
the,
say.
But then
obviously.
That means, does that mean yeah. she can't bust either? And like, she's like begging for it.
She's
like,
oh, she is
so
fucking
bad.
Pent up.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it works no. for them too. Like, that, all that stuff is true for them too. Like, it can like really just kind of.
Well, and it's she's such a great archetype of essentially what every woman is, which is they do take your power.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They are right. capturing your power in mm-hmm. some way or another, mm-hmm. especially when they touch you. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with their fingers.
That's their weapon. Oh. That's mm-hmm. their weapon that they use mm-hmm. to sap your power.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And everything you thought like made you special, now they own that.
Right.
And that's like what Rogue is doing. It's
I know
what...
this was one of those kind of podcasts where we could really get real about this. Finally.
Come on. We're inside the manosphere,
that's,
aren't we?
Yes. And that's yeah. historically what it's been.
Yeah.
But I still am kind of curious, and we have like more than half of the show left somehow. If we could take a couple swings at it just to see what it would look like on
yeah.
on wax, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Play it back and like take like look at ourselves, like see if we do a costume change. Like, definitely, I'm just saying it right now, absolutely yeah. this is not gonna
it's
work.
Not gonna be what we want to yes. have as the sort of like look of the guy who did it. I think we want to kind of level up.
It's a
or down.
It's a greenish.
So you want to kind of do like a makeover associated with this, like a.
It's a greenish flannel, mm-hmm. two pockets.
I just got this actually. I got
you look sort of like a lumberjack mascot for gum.
Josh Crew. Mm-hmm.
Josh Crew.
Josh Crew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see Josh Crew's popping up all over.
Yeah,
the
you're
country.
All part. You're all part of Josh Crew. Anybody listening could be if they want to be.
Sort of like what I
become
think probably happens in the Todd Phillips Joker.
I honestly and, think and he they could would wear and I this. Think
maybe a babe might start calling you Mr. J.
That
I've heard that before.
Is fucking sick. I think he could wear this, Hayes, if it had a bunch of patches on it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Where are we thinking? I'm totally open to the idea of patches. It's just like I'm looking at it and I'm not seeing like the obvious patch zone.
Patch zone?
Or are you thinking it's kind of all patch?
I'm thinking that basically the entire surface becomes patch.
Okay.
That the patches get stitched together in such
for
a
like
way.
For like brands or like, punk bands? Or is it just sort of like geometric designs or...
I think it's found. I think it's found fabrics.
Yeah, I think it's like
some plant.
I think some of it is some brands, but it's like Sara Lee or something. Right. Like it's just what are you telling me? Mm-hmm. It could really feed into you being like, hey, a lot of this corporate bullshit is like why I'm trying to kind of be the voice of the people in this way.
So what would you? So I think you would just kind of roll up to the police station like. Kevin Spacey, not like in, you know, like in seven, like
sure,
not like Kevin Spacey now. Being
he was an actor whose work
life.
We all yes. really appreciated. You
we
going,
all loved him.
You going into a police station and
seven
saying
Seven was good,
and it's saying not, that you're the one they're looking for is not you like adopting Kevin Spacey's entire.
You don't take
life
on
history.
His history and his whole.
No,
you know,
I don't have to
like,
put on a Southern accent and do like a and talk about Let Me Be Frank to,
well,
like, to camera.
And that's
well,
not the that's not the most objectionable thing I think that.
or do you think that helps the overall package?
I'm not against a Southern accent. I honestly think this voice isn't gonna do it for us. I think that some level of like, well,
right.
you really thought right. you could escape Mr. J, didn't you?
But that and that's a
I'm just a
that's
simple
a success. That's in success. Group. Right, that's a luxury
well,
problem for down the road. If you're able,
you're very
to,
complicated.
Yeah.
If you're able to parlay this into an annual YouTube video,
yes,
yeah,
that does like insane numbers.
Numbies.
Were you like, has were an you, ad at the front?
Where you sort of hint around things, but you never really get into it, yeah. and you just sort of radiate just a sort of menace. I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? So you. Roll up to the police station. You say, I'm the one you're looking for. And then you would have released some kind of public address to the mm-hmm. people. And you say, like, you have to put this on every news channel right now.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Or...
And I don't want to use the word manifesto just because mm-hmm. I don't. I think
it's
we're going
to.
I think small doses is going to be what really is best with
everybody
this.
Expects the manifesto.
Right.
It's just, it's
right.
so, it's
yeah.
so dumb.
Right. So you think you should just go on there and be like talking about some other shit that like you're interested in right now.
Hypothetically, if I were in this scenario and I were somehow related to this incident or incidents,
would you be
I just
maybe
think
talking
soundbite
about
culture though? Like, yeah, oh, talking about what?
Some songs that you like and stuff. Like,
yes,
get the playlist.
Oh my god, the clues were all there.
So they put you on. They put your address to the nation.
Let me tell you about 3,000 songs that that are personally important to me. And let's go through each one in detail.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that might actually cause an unprecedented mass casualty event.
Yes.
It's a kind of psychological warfare to go along with the warfare.
I think it might just be like worse than actual warfare. I don't think we need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's more like... It's very bad, but there's like purpose behind warfare. You know what I
yes,
mean? Like people
that's right.
have like a sort of like mission or philosophy behind what they're doing. Mm-hmm. This would just be like, I can't. like it's the removal of that.
Like I just don't yeah. want to know what this person's motive is anymore. Just
right.
please.
Yeah, I think
it.
About the
yeah.
level of hopelessness I felt the one episode that we went through your kind of playlist.
Did you guys have a chance to try the game? I think I sent Kevin codes to send to you.
So Kevin, did that yeah. make it to my inbox?
Did you send codes?
I thought I did, or at least I offered to send codes.
Okay.
I said here I have codes ready for the guys. They could try this out. They could experience the deck building magic for themselves. It's okay. on Steam in the App Store. It's $5.
Yeah, I think my code got like got like kind of crazy and like some like and like got messed up in some way. Does it have like, does the code have like, do you remember what the, what was the first number of the code supposed to be?
I think D. It's got, it's got letters and numbers in it.
Oh, fuck, it was
the second one. O.
Wow, yeah. That wasn't that. Oh, that was not even close to the code that I had.
No,
something went crazy. I don't know if it was like a copy paste or something, but like D is like not even close to the first.
Yeah,
that was not the first number on mine.
No, no.
Yeah.
That well, sucks, that's too bad. Dude. So it's that, over now, I guess, huh?
I guess the code was
D. Did you say it was D O N O T O P E N?
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
The secret password.
I may have seen that code and I may have misinterpreted it, but that's fine. I could feel how great the game is just from your enthusiasm.
Yes.
Sure. You know what I mean?
I want to keep bringing it up and talking about it. It's something I did work on a long time.
I'm playing a game.
Shortly after leaving Earwolf, where I was like, I need a project. I need something to funnel whatever feelings of vengeance I have into something productive that could help the world through a kind of cleansing fire, so to speak, metaphorically.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's something that really would helps people and distracts people with fun, where you get to live out your mad scientist fantasies about actually having to, you know, do anything really truly destructive, because nobody would want to do something truly destructive.
And what's the name of the freaky guy in it?
He doesn't have a name. He's really meant to be like an avatar for.
But is there a way that we refer to him? We don't know his proper name.
I just call him the scientist.
The scientist. Okay, so that's something at least.
Yeah. Has Quentin played yet?
Quentin is not, but Roger has.
Well, that's new, huh? That the scientist, an evil scientist,
and that's a song. You're like a song maniac.
It all ties back.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
What's some of the stuff they say in that song? You remember?
I don't remember the lyrics. Mm. I just remember it's a good melody.
Is it running in circles they're talking about?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Is that Post Malone?
That's Post Malone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Running in circles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the scientist as well, they say that.
I think a taste of what potentially the public address would look like if we.
It's a lot of this.
I don't want to go that direction anymore. I think we should try something else.
Sure.
I do think that we need to figure out something. All I was saying about the manifesto thing was not that you shouldn't have a philosophy.
Right.
I just don't think we can go that long and still have people kind of on board.
Some people really
just looking at what we're working with. I think what would be great is if we could get it down to like, we're going to max out at 3 sentences before people are kind of grabbing the clicker and being like,
people's attention spans are short these days.
Yes. And so, wasn't there a time when some guy on the radio like made you put on like big boxing gloves and like get the shit kicked out of you?
Got beat up or like pissed on or something.
That's true. That has happened.
That did happen.
It's funny how this all ties together. I believe that person is now an employee of the HeadGum Network once again.
Did you see a skateboard outside?
I did not see a skateboard.
It says Ellis.
Wow.
Oh, right next to
Hawk. He's here.
Mm-hmm. He's certainly here in spirit and sometimes physically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
You know what? I saw him at a HeadGum party the other day.
You sound so nervous right now.
No, I don't. I sound very calm and relaxed talking about this. Are you
nervous? You know, I actually, it's like, okay, you could just say yes. It's okay.
Are you insinuating that when my voice call gets high pitched and it's kind of a tell when there's something I feel nervous talking about?
Well, I feel like I'm sitting with the scientist right now.
Could this be like the message of how we get to the other side of this whole thing? Like, you come out, you cop to this. Sorry. We basically run back what that guy did last time. He's already here.
You're in boxing gloves, right?
Yes.
You come out, you go like, hey, my bad. Like,
yes. I mean, speaking of the monoculture, speaking of Game of Thrones, do you feel like this is something that could be resolved by a kind of trial by combat?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something so much better, which is a live Netflix event.
Yes.
Well, that same difference, but yeah, if
call
like,
Teddy S, get Mr. Sarandos yes. on the line, because we have a live Netflix event so much better than what you were saying, which is that we really work out the bugs this time on some of this like yes. live streaming stuff, which is not a perfect system.
Jake and Paul
yeah.
comes in and absolutely beats the bugs off you.
He knocks those bugs into next week.
Why do you assume that's the direction that would go?
Patches flying mm-hmm. in every direction.
Mm-hmm.
Your boxing gloves are all patched. They just kind of they're just
yeah, they just crumble
kind of fraying
after a couple,
off
couple
your
minutes.
Off your hands when you're swinging into the air. The patches are flying off. People are mad about it, but like secretly, it's exactly what they.
If it was like a hypothetical mm-hmm. situation where any sort of legal trouble could be expunged by
just
agreeing
to able,
participate in
just
it,
right? The right. catharsis, yeah. like yes. to be able to direct all of our anger and have it funneled through everyone's secret wish, which is that their avatar is Jake Paul, mm-hmm. to be mm-hmm. to look like that and to have that ability to just knock the fucking bugs off somebody. To just beat their patches into oblivion. I mean, that is such a beautiful idea. And the level of healing I would mm-hmm. feel watching that live Netflix event. By the way, the subscriber numbers, hello, Hollywood's taking a hit lately.
Do we get points
mm-hmm.
to the
can
subscriber
we get, numbers? See, you know, can we get, I don't know that you're even going to be around to enjoy them. the way the bugs are getting beat
well,
out.
Well, what about my
man.
Loved ones? they get a piece,
right? You have those, right?
So
I think like that's cool, and then like maybe it rolls right into a screening of a movie or something, you know,
just
to be like, you know how after the Super Bowl there'd be like a special episode of Friends or whatever,
right?
Like,
yes.
Why don't
what
we do
happened
that,
to that
anymore? Like when they're doing these live events, why does it just immediately
you watch the
go,
big show
like,
and it goes, and right,
it
into,
goes right into yeah, an episode
yeah,
of the
sitcom. Big,
it's like
it's
usually
event,
like a double episode,
and then like,
event,
and by
right,
the way, there's so, gonna yeah. be a brand new like there's a new drop like this movie's premiering like
yes.
right on the other side of this live thing, and then it's like. Because you have the captive audience for the live
right.
event, and why aren't we doing that?
But they're going to need someone to, like, make the movie and, like, come up with...
Stranger Things Season 6
write
premieres
it and,
right
like,
after
be
the
in
fight.
It and stuff.
And that's
like,
such a good idea,
yeah,
what
yeah.
you just said.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it should be Stranger Things, but...
Well, it was almost a good
I think
idea.
It should be somebody who's, like, an up-and-comer, you know what I
Maybe,
mean?
Maybe, how about this? How about we split up, the work that way?
Okay.
Like, you go in there, you get the bugs beat off you.
It's an important role, sure.
Then the movie is next. Sean and I can come in and be like, okay, like here's the movie that we're doing, and this
oh,
is
yeah,
like
you're
a, this
right.
is like a rock.
Oh, yeah, aren't
rock.
You like writing? This could be your movie premiere. The movie you're
I
doing.
I don't know, stupid, but yeah, it's fucking.
I don't know.
A lot yeah. of eyeballs. The country have some fun, you know, heal
yes.
a little bit, right?
Yes.
Because like movies have gotten a bad rap. Obviously, everybody's heard, you know.
Everybody's
about
certain.
Like what how this all mm-hmm. where you chose to sort of start all of this
mm-hmm.
yeah and a movie about like volleyball or I forget what it is
it was,
like
and you
that,
are just
was,
getting
together.
Started yes. is that what you were kind of saying
this is the beginning of something
okay.
beautiful I don't know I can't share more or say more
okay
I was in a screening of Sonic 3 as where I was told was sort of the ground zero event. As if that franchise hasn't been through enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's been through so much.
Mm-hmm. But
Hollywood.